the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Welcome to the deep dive. We've got quite a situation brewing in the Caribbean based on the sources you sent over. Our mission today, really unpack the core facts, the justifications, and the controversies surrounding recent U.S. military actions near Venezuela. Okay, let's jump right in. The flashpoint seems to be Friday, October 3rd, 2025. A U.S. military attack, international waters, a Venezuelan boat destroyed, four people killed.
That's right. And this wasn't, you know, some kind of standard interdiction or seizure. This was described very differently.
Yeah, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, apparently by order of President Trump, he put out a statement on X calling it a, quote, lethal and kinetic attack.
Very specific language. And the justification was immediate. The vessel was linked to designated terrorist organizations.
And supposedly carrying a substantial quantity of narcotics aimed at the U.S. to poison our people, was the phrase used.
But the context here is key. This isn't happening in a vacuum. Our sources indicate this is, what, at least the fourth known U.S. military strike of this nature in the Caribbean just since early September?
The fourth. So this is a pattern, a definite escalation.
Absolutely. It points to rapidly increasing tensions and a much more aggressive U.S. posture in the region.
And the administration isn't backing down. Hegseth stated pretty clearly these attacks are going to continue.
And they're reinforcing the justification. U.S. intelligence, they say, confirmed the individuals on these boats were narco-terrorists. That term itself is significant.
Narco-terrorists. So that brings us to the policy, the sort of legal framework they're trying to build here.
Exactly. This is where it gets really interesting, legally speaking. The Trump administration has formally told Congress they view the situation as an armed conflict.
An armed conflict with drug cartels.
Correct. They're not treating them primarily as criminals anymore, but as, quote, illegal combatants in this conflict.
Wow. Okay, so that's a major shift. Declaring war, essentially, on non-state groups. What does that let them do?
Well, it's the foundation for justifying these military actions. If you're in an armed conflict and you designate the opposing force members as illegal combatants, you arguably shift the rules of engagement.
Away from law enforcement protocol.
Precisely. Instead of arrest and trial, it moves towards military engagement, kinetic force. It effectively hands the reins from the Department of Justice, say, over to the Department of Defense for these kinds of encounters. That's the core maneuver.
Unsurprisingly, this isn't going over well nearby. Venezuela's President Maduro, he's not buying it.
No, he strongly denied the people on that boat were drug traffickers. He's calling it a threat, a violation of sovereignty.
And he's even preparing a declaration of state of emergency, citing the threat of more U.S. attacks so close to their waters.
And it's not just external pushback. There's significant unease within the U.S. too.
From lawmakers.
Yes, and legal experts. Mm. And notably, this concern seems to cross party lines. People are questioning the legality, specifically of using lethal force.
Especially if the vessel, while maybe suspicious, doesn't pose an immediate, like, direct threat to U.S. forces at that exact moment.
That's the crux of the legal debate, yes.
Yeah.
Is suspicion of drug transport in international waters enough justification for a lethal military strike under this armed conflict framework? It's a very contested point.
So, pulling back for the bigger picture, what are we seeing here?
We're seeing a clear, significant hardening of U.S. policy in the Caribbean. The focus is on stopping drugs, protecting borders, sure.
But the method?
The method declaring cartels combatants, using military force kinetically in international waters that inevitably ramps up tension, especially with Venezuela, and raises serious questions about international law norms.
It really shifts the landscape down there.
It does. And it leaves us with a really crucial question, something for you to think about.
Okay, what's that?
If a nation can use lethal military force against non-state actors, you know, people on a boat in international waters, based solely on intelligence reports designating them terrorists or illegal combatants, what kind of precedent does that set? Where does that lead for future conflicts, maybe driven by intelligence that could be, well, incomplete or disputed?
That is a heavy question. What happens when intelligence becomes the trigger for military action against non-state groups globally? Definitely something to chew on. And that brings us to the end of this deep dive. If you found this breakdown helpful, please do subscribe and maybe share it with someone else you think would find it valuable. We really appreciate the support.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.